Hello, Adida.
Yeah, Aziza is the
Adida.
idea. Thank you, Dr. Chairman, for taking my calls. I really appreciate everything you do. Good. God bless
Thank
you.
you.
I have two questions. One is my LDL is very high. It's like 194. That scares the hell out of me. So what do you think that I have to do? Any kind of herbs or any kind of vitamins that help me? My second
What
question
is
is
high again?
my LDL.
Oh, LDL cholesterol, you mean?
Yeah.
I
Yes.
see. Okay.
And my second question is, my sister have diagnosis with stage 2 colon cancer, but she doesn't want to do any surgery nor any other stuff, and she wanted to find out the natural way of, like healing. So do you have any idea on that behalf too?
Well, it might be more than we could cover on the radio show today, but were you listening a little while ago when I was talking about anorectal cancer and colon cancer in general? I don't know if you were listening in, but
Yes, I got a little bit, yeah.
okay. Yeah, it's a fairly complex topic to address on the radio, but in general, what we try to do is remove as much inflammation from the body and in the colon, mainly by eliminating food sensitivities and also trying to improve the good flora that should normally be occurring inside the colon. So, depending on how extensive and how advanced the colon cancer is, I'd be able to, or one of our docs at the clinic would be able to help coach her on what to do. We don't necessarily recommend always just natural therapies. Sometimes we have to go to conventional treatments to get rid of the problem so you can deal with the underlying problems. A lot of times tumors and cancers that are visible, that's like the end result of the imbalance, and our bodies are trying to reject the pathology through the cancer itself. So that's why it gets a little more complex, figuring out what the body's trying to reject and take care of. But a lot of times it is an inflammatory process to begin with, and over time, it just gets worse and worse, and finally you get tumor growth. But I would probably work on that level. Is she in the Seattle area?
No, she's in Atlanta, Georgia. We are not Atlanta.
Ah, okay. Well, you might have her go to a website, acam.org, acam.org. And they have a listing by zip code on various integrative doctors that she might work with. So I don't know of any directly in Atlanta, but she may be able to find someone close by. All
All right.
right. Oh, and
And
your
my LDL, yeah.
LDLs. Now, your LDLs are fairly high there. Do you know your HDL level?
60.
60, okay. And your total cholesterol, do you know that one?
290 something, almost 294, almost 300, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, those are pretty high numbers. Your HDL isn't too bad, but when LDLs go up, and I don't know if your triglycerides are also elevated, but I try to teach my patients, the cholesterol molecule is in different stages. So triglycerides are the most simplest form of fat or cholesterol in our bloodstream. And when that gets high, it tends to make more LDLs. And then we go further down the line. And they have different buoyancies and different structures. But when the LDL gets that high, it usually means that you are likely consuming too much simple carbohydrate, probably sugar and refined grains and baked goods, those kinds of things. Is that a possibility?
Not really, because I actually I didn't exercise for 1 year and kind of beat. But my diet is very good. It's not really. We don't consume a lot of sugar and stuff like that. Maybe carbohydrates. So eliminate carbohydrates. Just go with like a grain in general.
Yeah, whole grains are better, and maybe increasing protein and fat, so you're not relying on carbohydrate for calories as much. And that usually will drop that LDL. I've also had people take pycnogenol. I'll spell that for you. It's pycnogenol.
Okay.
50 milligrams twice a day, and that can help drop the LDLs.
Times two times. Okay, good. All right.
Yeah. Now, a lot of women especially have a family history or a family body that includes high LDLs or high cholesterol, and it ends up being not much of a problem because the family has adapted to it. So sometimes I'll recommend doing a heart scan just to see how your blood vessels are doing, or a carotid ultrasound to check on if there is any blockage or plaque building up. But it's interesting. For a lot of women, estrogen tends to protect you against plaque buildup, and it's one of those things that may not be as bad as you might think, given those numbers.
Okay. But okay. What about berberine? I'm taking also berberine 3 times a day. Do you think that helps too?
It does help with sugar metabolism, glucose metabolism in the bloodstream, and it may help to lower that indirectly. So. Yeah, if you find a trial of, you know, for 6 to 8 weeks of taking berberine, it might lower that. You're right.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Sharma. I really appreciate you.
Oh, you bet. Thank you. Thanks for the call.